You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Some breaking news out of Chicago. Cubs manager Joe Maddon has named John Lester his cleanup hitter for the 2016 season after what Lester did the other day in spring training. And that is how we begin the April Fool's edition of the Chicago Cubs podcast. Matt Wehmeyer joined by Cubs reporter Kerry Muscat. And Kerry, the baseball world still buzzing about that home run from John Lester, of all people. Opposite field shot, no less. And I got to think that for everything you've observed in Cubs spring training this season, that's got to be the most shocking moment to see Lester go deep, was it not?
Well, no, I think having baby bear Cubs was a little more shocking. I wasn't quite prepared for that. But Lester really has a good swing. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets his share of hits this year. So I think kind of the fun thing was for John, because afterwards he could just sort of relax and joke about it. But give him credit. The guy hasn't hit since high school. So pretty good. He had to relearn.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're talking about a guy that I believe set the major league record for futility with most at-bats to begin a career without a hit, something we talked about a few podcasts ago. And, of course, the guy that he got that first hit off of, who else but John Lackey? So that made the story even sweeter. And we'll see if Lester can put one over the fence here in the regular season in 2016. And to that end, let's tie up some spring training issues before we get to some of your bold predictions for this Cubs team in 2016. As Kerry, obviously there's a lot to like about the 2016 version of the Cubs. So many people are picking them to not only win the pennant, but to win it all for the first time since 1908. A lot of strengths on this team, but what in your eyes is the number one top slam dunk strength of the Cubs right now, do you believe?
Really, it's the pitching. If you look at the combination with, you know, they were pretty good last year. They finished third in the National League in ERA last season. Then you throw in John Lackey and also Jason Hamill sort of redone himself. Kyle Hendricks had a very quiet, very good spring training. So I really like their starting pitching.
And that says a lot, because I think the calling card of this team, at least in the fans' eyes, has got to be that lineup with all that thunder, all that power. But to have the pitching really be the standout strength of this team, that really does say something considering all the talent 1 through 25 on this roster. Kerry, from what you've observed in spring training, give me one guy that could, whether it's an established star that could take the leap to being a superstar, or somebody a little bit under the radar right now, somebody that could really break out in 2016.
Well, I'm really kind of curious to watch Addison Russell this year. I think this is going to be a really good season for him, mainly because he's so happy being at shortstop full time. He doesn't have to worry at all about the switch to second, which they tried to do last year. And he's also been really hitting the ball well this spring. He's shown a lot of power. And he's just, it's just such a big comfort level for him. He's a good match with Zobrist, who's been giving him a lot of help in terms of the infield play. And it's just a good combination. I'm very curious to see what numbers Russell finishes with at the end of the year. I mean, keep in mind, he had 13 homers and 54 RBI, and he was primarily batting ninth. And Joe has talked about how he's going to bump them up a little bit in the order. So let's see where that turns out.
Yeah, and still just 22 years old, an age when even the most
heralded
prospects are waiting to break into the major leagues, period. Here's this guy at 22 entering his second full big league season. So a big plus in his column. A lot of good things to expect from Addison Russell in 2016. Kerry, again, for all the strengths and all the positives of this team, what is perhaps the biggest unknown, the biggest uncertainty right now with this Cubs team?
I think it's just kind of figuring out how Joe wants to do the lineup. That's going to be sort of interesting for us. He's, you know, yeah, there's a lot of interesting pieces, and he's got a lot of choices. He's been kind of joking to us about how he can't figure out what to do with a Rizzo sandwich. He wants Zobrist and Chris Bryant to be batting around Rizzo. He just hasn't figured out who's going to be third and who's going to be fifth. You know, if it's going to be Zobrist, Rizzo, Bryant, or Bryant, Rizzo, Zobrist, that kind of thing. And it's just little stuff like that. You know, it's kind of fun to watch, sort of fun to listen to Joe discuss all the options that he's got.
Yeah, so many variables and choices he can make. And as the saying goes, it's a quote-unquote good problem to have for Joe Maddon to mix and match that lineup. And what fun that's going to be for him to fill out that lineup card every single day. He's certainly going to be entertained by that. And, Kerry, you know, obviously this Cubs farm system in recent years has been at or near the top of the 30 major league clubs in baseball, like I said, for the past couple of years. A lot of those guys have graduated, obviously, to the big league level, but still some guys down at the AA and AAA level that have loads of talent. Could we see one or two prospects make their big league debut before the All-Star break for this team?
Well, I think in terms of the prospects doing that kind of thing, in terms of the debut, that probably won't happen until September. Like you said, you know, you've got Bryant and Russell and Schwarber. Those guys came up pretty fast. And the next level of talent in terms of debuts would probably not be till kids that are called up in September. The prospect that I would tell fans to keep an eye on is pitcher Carl Edwards Jr., who did get a real brief taste of the big leagues last year. He'll be at Triple-A, and he closed the game on Thursday here in Las Vegas. And he really pitched well. He's really matured in terms of a person. He's matured in terms of a pitcher. He's really adjusted well to this whole relief role, and I think that's kind of a guy to sort of keep an eye on.
Yeah, and I think a lot of fans sometimes fall into the trap of you know, you see these prospects get to the big league level and you automatically think, well, the farm system's been cleaned out. Not the case with the Cubs whatsoever. They still got a lot of talent down on the farm. And like you said, even if these guys may not debut until September call-ups, it is still something to look forward to in 2016 for what is already a very loaded Chicago Cubs team. Kerry, right now, let's get to three bold predictions you have for this Cubs roster in 2016. And the first one involving a member of the rotation that will drastically improve upon his sub-500 record from last year. And who's that going to be?
In terms of a sub-500 record, well, I like Jason Hammel. I think Jason Hamill's really going to – I can't remember his record right off the top of my head. Sorry, it's a little crazy around here right now. I really think Hamill redid himself this offseason, and I'm really anxious to see what he does during the regular season. He just changed everything about himself, you know, changed his diet, changed his mental attitude, changed his physical attitude. He's just been in a really good place, and that's a guy I'm hoping for good things from.
Yeah, for him to put together two solid halves in 2016 would be a huge boost for that Cubs rotation. A guy I was kind of leaning towards, John Lester. I think we've discussed in past podcasts.
No problem at all. We're in Vegas, all right? There's some weird people walking by, you know, in pirate outfits and things like that. So it's hard to stay focused here.
Hey, I understand completely. But, again, as you've discussed in the past, you know, Lester – definitely had his ups and downs in 2015, but now he's really settled in, you know, second full year with Chicago. He's got more of a comfort level, and he's got his bromance buddy, as we've talked about, John Lackey. So I think if there's a guy that could really make a leap, it's got to be John Lester.
Yeah, no, I would agree. But I guess I don't think that he had – the record might not have been a winning record, but I don't think he did that poorly last year. I just think, you know, it's just a matter of how you look at the numbers.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was one game below 500, but that's such an antiquated stat these days. Wins and losses, the ERA solid, but every reason to think that he could get back to his levels that he was with the Red Sox for all those years, and maybe earning a third ring as hopefully ending that drought with the Cubs here in 2016. Kerry, another bold prediction, a free agent who returned to the Cubs, you think is going to have a bigger impact than maybe most people anticipate. Who do you think that's going to be?
Oh, Lackey, absolutely. But you said return to the Cubs.
Well, true. I was thinking more of a position player and outfielder that returned that had something of a surprising return.
Dexter Fowler. I'm sorry. I sent those notes so long ago. It's Vegas, baby. I mean, there's just so much stuff going on right now at this ballpark. Dexter Fowler, Joe Man had the coolest line about Dexter Fowler the other day, where he said that Madden said he felt good about the team, but when Fowler came back, he said everything felt right. And I just thought that was just one of the neatest lines about somebody. It just shows how much Fowler really meant to the team last year, and that now with Fowler back, that it just all the pieces are in place. Okay, they were considering forcing Hayward to be the leadoff guy. Now they're much happier having Hayward in the number two spot. Fowler will lead off. It's just made such a difference in terms of the players' attitude and the vibe that I really think Dexter's going to really be a key person here.
Yeah, it seems like such a harmonious clubhouse right now, and for Joe Maddon to say something to that effect to a guy that had only spent the one season with the Cubs last year, and then coming back in free agency, that speaks volumes, and it just speaks to the chemistry on this team and to the good things that this team could have moving forward in 2016. Kerry, to wrap things up here, I want to get your take on this from being around the coaches and the players and the manager, Joe Maddon. Obviously, as we've talked about, everybody and their mother is picking the Cubs to win the 2016 World Series. Obviously, that has not fallen on deaf ears within the Cubs clubhouse as much as they try to downplay it or ignore it. They know that the talk is out there. What is their attitude towards those expectations? Are they embracing it? Are they trying to shun it? How are they trying to kind of deal with everybody in the world thinking that, this is the year for the Chicago Cubs?
To be perfectly honest, they're ignoring all the talk. Even, like I say, since we are in Vegas, the odds makers have got them as favorites. But the biggest thing is just to focus on what they have to do on the field. There's been, I don't think Joe even likes to use the word win very much. It's just more focus on the process, focus on what they have to do, and go from there. And that's really been, the theme. From day one has been embrace the target. He knows that because they won 97 games last year, because people are picking them, that others are going to be out to kind of unseat the Cubs and stop this what the team is hoping can be a historic run. But Joe's like, let's just deal with it and just deal with it every day-to-day basis as if it's any other year and try and ignore all these expectations.
Yeah, as the cliche goes, but sometimes it rings true, just take things one day, one game at a time, and let the chips fall where they may at the end of the season. Kerry, we appreciate the time as always. Be careful out there in Vegas. I hear it's a strange world. I've never been, but it'll be off my bucket list one day, I hope. But we'll do it again next week when the regular season begins. And thank you so much for the time. Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.